We're allowing ourselves to fly. We're allowing ourselves to go the distance. So we want to remember that there's a new atmosphere that is presenting, that is circulating, that is like, they're saying stroking us, but it's like stroking us tenderly. In other words, inviting us to allow for that movement, inviting us to allow for love certainty at last. So the more that you can allow yourself that space of luxury, when I'm saying space of luxury, there are masters in attendance, and they're just sort of reminding us that we each know the master's way. So what we're opening up to is like really our very best. In other words, it's nothing that we haven't drawn upon before. And we really want to feel that. We don't want to feel like, oh my gosh, this is new, I'll never figure it out. So that's all the mental, that's all the mental constructs. And so the more that we allow ourselves to ignite with our sacred flame, meaning we're leaving the mental component, we're leaving our history, we're leaving yesterday, and we're turning on the sunshine within. So we want to remember the sacred heart. We want to remember the sacred flame. We want to remember that we're light beings. And so we carry the torch within. We carry the accessory below, meaning that the more that we will allow God's good favor. When they say God, they're referring to our God self, our I am presence, the truth of self beyond like the subject object, beyond the projection of fear, beyond all of that darkens uncertainty. We're allowing that illumination, we're allowing that heavenly glow, we're allowing that new station. Again, new station is, it's almost like if you're reading something and it's getting a little bit dark, and it's like, you know, I think I need a light. You know, it's almost dusk. Where's the light? Let me turn the light on. This is what we're doing. So the important part is to remember we're the ones turning the light on. We're the ones consenting to see, because we're still going to have a lot of our brethren that are reliving the past. So when we say our brethren, it's like our brothers and sisters in the outer, but it's also the mental thoughts within that are going to keep revisiting the past. And so when we draw from them, when we create from them, we keep creating the same. In other words, nothing shifts, nothing changes. When we allow ourselves that new symphony at last, meaning that new sunshine, meaning that inner torch, meaning that light, meaning that we're reframing our very existence. We allow that new traveling. We allow love certainty. And so we want to remember where we're heading cannot be reached by following the past thought system, by following the past paradigm, by following the past old beliefs. You can never get there. It's like taking the wrong bus. You're never ever going to arrive. So we want to allow, how would I say, it's almost like a leap and a jump, or a matter of faith, or how would I say it? It's sort of like, you know what you had yesterday, let me try a new meal, let me try a new approach. So when I'm receiving that energy, there's this faithfulness or newness that has to transfer to see. In other words, you don't get to see it when you're using the old eyes, when you're using the old vision. You only get to examine the right stuff when you're willing to let go. And so letting go is you're no longer bickering, you're no longer arguing, and that's towards another as well as yourself. It's sort of like, you know what if we just drop the past and we open up our halo some more. We open up to our sunshine some more, and then we can truly see, and then we can truly sit on top, and then we can truly fly, and then we can truly head into our certainty. And so our certainty, of course, is our ascended status. It's really moving out of that 3D paradigm of suffering and struggle and separation and judgment into a new world that is how would I say that? It's like already upon us. It's already upon us. So allow yourselves to travel faithfully. Allow yourselves to travel on by. Traveling on by is the ego. It's going to reach out and it's going to say, over here, little girl, over here, nice man, don't you want some of this? Our job is to stay faithful to that light, to stay faithful to the friendly skies, to stay faithful to our new verse, to our new tomorrow, to our new sunshine. And so we want to remember, when you think about the quantum field or the black theory, it's sort of like it's all there. And so we can create out of the old, or we can grab onto, we can reach for, we can claim, we can attest to, we can say yes to our very best. So allow yourselves to receive with abundance. Abundance, we want to remember, there's no short supply. That's just the old belief. So the more that we start playing with this concept of abundance, so like you want to start envisioning or focusing on abundance, abundant water, abundant air, abundant grass, abundant love, anything where we start really dropping our first agreement, so that belief in scarcity, and we're waking up to our sunshine, meaning we're all of it. But if we focus on how we're not, if we focus on the boundaries, we're not going to soon see. In other words, we're not going to see it. Something's going to seem very far away from us. When we remember we're dreaming all of it, we take ourselves back, because there's nothing out there that's not also an aspect of us, that's not also within us. So allow yourselves to dream. So when we're dreaming, of course, this is the dream state, and we're dreaming our light. We're dreaming in our sunshine. We're dreaming in our true reality. We're dreaming in love's arrival. So receive the truth of self now. And so when receiving the truth, we're understanding that there's more and more and more. So it's like this continuous self-revelation, this continuous, like I'm opening my eyes to see. I'm seeing more and more and more of the truth, more and more of my holiness, more and more of my sunshine, more and more of myself at last. Receive, 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 and so it is.